2 Kings 4. And I actually forgot this morning. I was working on, today Steve and I are doing a tag team preaching this morning. So that'll be fun. Something different we've never done before. And so I was working on that all weekend, and we got here and I was like, oh my word, Lord, I forgot tithes and offerings. But with God, all things are possible. And so I was praying and I was walking around. I'm like, Lord, I need another one. And he was like, remember the story of Elisha. Now, we all remember the story where Jesus multiplies the bread, right? But do you know that somebody else did that? How many people in this room know that somebody else multiplied bread? Guess what? It's in 2 Kings 4. It happened before Jesus. So let's read the story. In verse 42, it says this. It says, a man from Baalshasha came to Elisha. He brought 20 loaves, say 20, of barley bread from the first harvest, say first harvest, to Elisha. He also brought fresh grain in his sack. Then Elisha said, give it to the people to eat. Elisha's servant said, how can I feed 100 men with so little? Okay, so we have a problem here. We have 100 men and we only have 20 loaves. I'm thinking he's doing even better than Jesus at this point, right? Because he had five and he had, what, 50 times that that he had to feed. Amen? And so he said, how can I feed them with so little? But Elisha said, give the bread to the people to eat. This is what the Lord says. Say, the Lord says. The Lord says. They will eat and have food left over. Say, left over. God has a really good idea about leftovers. You notice this? Because he doesn't just do it here, right? He also does it in the New Testament with Jesus twice. They had leftovers. Leftovers are good. Then he gave it to them. The people ate and had food left over as the Lord had said. So is it natural? In the natural, this would not have been capable. This would not have been possible, right? You have 100 men. Even if we just had 100 men and we had 20 loaves of bread. Okay, so that would be, they might each get a piece this big. That's not going to feed and make someone content, right? And you're definitely not going to have leftovers, right? I mean, unless it was paper thin. But even then, you'd be scratching it, right? And so it says that the gift came as a what? A first. It was a first for this man. It was the first of his harvest. Say first. That's what our tithe is. It's the first of our income. So basically, he's bringing his first. He's bringing his tithe to Elisha. How many people in this room know when you bring your tithes and your offerings to the Lord, you may think it's only this small amount. But in the hands of the Lord, it becomes something incredible. Amen? He can take your little and turn it into much. Aren't you so glad for that? And that's what we see here. This man brings his tithe. He brings his first. This is why it's so important that we are tithers and givers. Why? Because it's not just about us. Who got fed here? The man who brought it? Do this. Shake your head no. No, who got it? The 100 men that were with Elijah. It was to bless somebody else. Amen? I know that man was blessed because he was obedient to bring his first. But he brought his first, and the 100 men got to eat. And they had leftovers, right? Because of what? Because of something Elijah did? Again, shake your head no. What does it say? It says, this is what the Lord says in verse 43. This is what the Lord says. When the Lord says something, it happens. Amen? So that's why you need to be listening. If Elisha was just throwing this out there, well, let's just, you know, go ahead and feed them. It'll make it. Is that going to do it on our own? Are we going to be able to make it? No. But with God, all things are possible. It is possible to feed 100 men with 20 loaves of bread if the Lord says so. And he said there would be leftovers, and there was leftovers. This is why you can't go by what you see or what you hear or what you feel. You have to go by what the Lord says in your life. Amen? So if he tells you to do something, be obedient. Go give 20 loaves of bread to that place. Well, Lord, that doesn't make any sense. They freed hundreds. Go give 20 loaves of bread to that place. But Lord, go give 20 loaves of bread. Why do you do that? Because you act in obedience. And when you act in obedience, the blessing of the Lord follows. $2,500 is probably a drop in the bucket for the camp in Romania. And yet we were faithful to do what the Lord told us to do. So what happened in Romania? I believe the Lord multiplied the bread. And they ate and have leftovers. Amen. Do you see how powerful this is when you act in obedience to what the Lord says? Not what I say, not what you say, not what grandma says, but what the Lord says. Amen? So when you give, when you are obedient, you be looking for the blessing. For the blessing not just to take care of their need, but for them to have leftovers. Amen? Aren't you so glad? I just love the Lord. He doesn't just bless what we need. He blesses us and then there's leftovers. We should always be looking for the leftovers. Amen? Grab your tithes and offerings this morning. Father, I just thank you so much for this word today. I thank you, Father, that when we are obedient to what you tell us to do, we will see the miraculous. We will see the things in the world system that look impossible become possible with you. We praise you and we thank you for anointing every seed that is sown today. Bless the sower, 100-fold harvest, Father, in their lives, 100-fold, so they can be blessed to be a blessing to someone else, that they can be blessed so they can provide the miracle for someone else to eat and have leftovers. We praise you, Lord, for your anointing on this service today. We just call every single seed flourishing so that the harvest is plentiful. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen.
We're going to keep everybody together today. We won't dismiss, have a kids class. Where Shelly and I are going to do a combo message today. And we've been on this series called Faith Highway. Everybody say, Faith Highway.
Faith Highway.
Right? Now, a lot of people, you know, there's a song by AC/DC called Highway to Hell. How many know that's the wrong direction, right?
You don't
have to be on that highway. There's a better highway.
There's a better highway.
Right? The one that's going up.
Yes.
And where things are getting better and we're seeing God do awesome things in our lives as we seek him with all of our heart, right?
Yes.
And I thought, you know, we did 4 messages on this and I kind of thought we were done, but Shelly pulled me aside this past week and said, can we just do one together? And really, that's what a road trip is, right? Going somewhere together. And we've had, you know, a lot of great family adventures. We call them family adventures. And a lot of times it includes a road trip. And we've done everything. I think probably one of my favorite ones, we've had a lot of them. Some of them have been by airplane. But a lot of the most fun ones are where you're in a car together.
Yes.
Or a motorhome.
Yes.
Right? And we've done some motorhome trips, like one I remember specifically. Am I sitting down now?
You can sit down now.
Because this is supposed to be our automobile.
We're in our car.
Our RV bus or whatever. But one of my favorite ones, Shelly, was I think it was in 2011, and we all piled into a motorhome in October, and we went to Yellowstone.
Yes.
And we spent 11, everybody say 11 days.
11
with
days.
6 people in a motorhome, right? And it was such a great time.
Yes, it was.
And we had to decide, because, you know, it's one thing when you the Lord blessed us with a motorhome, you know, for a part of our lives as the kids were little. And when you first get a motorhome, it's like, wow, this is the coolest thing ever, right? And then when you pack it, you start realizing there's probably some things we don't need to take with us, right? that are like, you know, keeping the aisle clear and where do you store things? Because it really starts getting, you know, cluttered.
Yes.
Pretty easily. So.
Yes.
But anyway, Pastor Shelley, take it away here.
So on this road we're talking about, or this faith highway, we're taking a road trip today. And there were 3 things the Lord gave me, because when you go on a road trip, you need directions, right? Although, how many people know that if you're going to Multnomah Falls, you don't really need directions? We pretty much know where Multnomah Falls is, right? Or if you're going to the beach, we all pretty much know where the beach is at, right? But when you get to longer distances, Well, maybe not, because I know how to get to Snake River, and that's 8 hours away, and I know how to get to Joseph, and that's about 8 hours. So there are longer trips that I know, but then there's the really long ones like Yellowstone, where you got to follow a map. You got to have something that leads you to the next place. That's for me. Now, if I'm a new driver and I want to get to Multnomah Falls, I'm probably going to have to use my GPS, right? Lacey and Ella are helping out at a wedding today, and they both had to use their GPS to get to Aurora. Now, we all go, Aurora, it's just get on the freeway. Not to them. They're like, okay, how did we get there? Where are we going?
You know, out of the realm of the familiar.
Yes, yeah. Out of the realm of the familiar. And the same is true in our spiritual lives. We are on a faith highway, and sometimes there are road trips. Sometimes there are road trips that you know exactly what to do. Someone in your family gets sick. You know exactly how to take care of that problem, right? You know how to pray. You know the word. But sometimes there are bigger things that happen, and you need to have the tools to be able to get to where you're going or the destination that God has for you. Amen? And so we can't just get complacent that, well, I already know how to do that. We need to be reminding ourselves that even if we know how to get somewhere, if we're not careful, we can end up going the wrong direction and spend a lot of time wasted on the wrong thing. Amen? And so there were three things that the Lord gave me today, and that is GPS. Oh, what is that? GPS. What is your GPS? It tells you what? Where to go, right? Okay, so we're going to look at these today. And road trips, I think that Steve's right. The Yellowstone one was so awesome. But there have been a couple other ones that we've done to California. I was thinking about this morning. And it's important when you go to do a road trip, especially if you're taking people with you, that you prepare. Especially if you're taking kids with you. You need to prepare, right? Because they're going to get bored just sitting there staring out the window looking at desert. For those of you who have never been to California, there's a lot of desert.
By the way, have you ever heard about the blonde that was going to Disneyland? And she got down there, and the sign said Disneyland left, so she went home.
That was terrible. That was terrible. Okay, back on track. Okay, back on track here.
We're supposed to tell jokes on a road trip, right?
Well, but on our road trips, we always provided something for the children. Now, Everly is sitting back there, and she's probably bored. So I have something provided for Everly to do.
That's right.
Because you always have to have something fun in
what
the car
is
for
that?
The kids. It's a clay sushi set. You can play with that.
Ooh, things to do on the road.
So she has something fun to do on the road.
Right. We used to, like, count sprinklers.
Okay, I was remembering that.
Yeah.
So I had this great idea that we would have games. So we made up all these games. Once you got to 10 McDonald's, then you'd get a prize. If you got to 100 RVs, you'd get a prize. Semis. We did all these things. And one time, Steve created one.
What did I create?
He created, every time you see a sprinkler, you get a licorice stick. So the problem is, there were like 15 in the first 20 minutes. Yeah. And we were like, okay, we're done with this game.
You know those big farm sprinklers?
No more licorice sticks for the sprinklers. I was like, you should have asked me on that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, when you go on a road trip, the first thing you need to do is G. Are you ready? Get ready. You have to get ready.
All right.
Right? We have to be ready.
Is the vehicle ready?
Yes. Is the vehicle ready? So the important things are you check your oil, you check your gas, you check your brakes, right? Those are just essential things. So you find out in your life if you're not ready when you end up someplace and you're stopping to get a mechanic to look at your car because you didn't check your oil and you're out, right? That's a problem.
Yeah.
So to avoid those problems, get ready before you go. Amen? The same is true spiritually. We're going to look at four things, but so on your notes part right here, you see these right underneath each of the letters, there's a space right here. So the first person to raise their hand when we say whatever that word is right there gets a prize.
Ooh.
Okay, so be listening. All right, so get ready. And the same thing is true spiritually. Are you ready? Are you saved? Some people can go through life and they don't even they never ask that question. Am I saved? Have I said the prayer? Am I ready?
Am I
connected to the source?
Because we're talking about the faith highway.
The faith highway. We're comparing the road trips. And then the second thing is, are you in a church?
Yep.
If you're just going out there doing your own thing, you may not be headed the right direction. And that's what the body of Christ is, to come around you to help you to get, you know, going the right way. And then, is your personal life ready? If you're headed out to do something for the Lord, but there's a part of you you haven't surrendered, like we sang in worship, then you're not ready. Amen? So you need to make sure the basics are taken care of.
Yep.
Oh, there you go, Caleb. All right, I saw that hand.
That's right.
Do you want powdered chocolate or the chocolate? Yeah. Okay.
I like that, too, because one of the most important things to bring on a road trip is your personal items, right?
Yes.
Have you ever gotten, I forgot my toothbrush, or I forgot underwear, I was kind of like, so is Jesus personal?
Yes.
To me?
Yes.
Right? Or is he just somebody up there?
Right.
Or grandpa knows him.
Yeah.
What I'm saying? No. Somebody say on the faith highway, it's
on
a personal
highway,
thing.
It's
so
a
remember
personal
your
thing.
Personal things.
Yes.
Make it very personal with you and the Lord.
Yes.
Right?
So the basics of getting yourself ready for your spiritual road trip is, are you saved? In Romans 3, 22 through 23.
I got it right here.
Oh, you got it right there?
Romans 3,
22 through 23.
Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
So we see here that there is a need. Yeah. No one is just born perfect, okay? We need
That's right.
a Savior. And Romans 10, 9 through 10, I got that one, honey. It says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Say, I will be saved.
I will be saved.
For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So there is a process that you need to go through. And why is this important? I know everyone in this room knows the Lord, but it's important that you know how to help somebody else know to get ready.
That's right.
If you're talking to them and they're like, oh, my word, my whole life is falling apart and I thought God was going to help me. And you're like, well, do you have a relationship? Are you saved? Well, I've gone to church my whole life. That doesn't mean you're saved.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It says here that you have to confess. You have to accept. You have to accept him
that's
into
right.
your heart. And then you are saved. Amen?
That's how you get on the highway.
Yes, that's how you get on the highway.
And then the personal things, knowing him personally, that daily walk with him. 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7 says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light,
amen.
We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
Amen. Fellowship with God.
Yes.
In the word, our obedience, doing what he says to do, not holding grudges toward people, taking offense at people. These are all vital things to keep us moving smoothly on the faith highway.
Amen. Amen.
Right?
Because there are bumps that can happen. I remember when we were in, we were coming on, was that Wyoming? That Highway 80 that goes for forever?
Yes.
And we hit a bump and things broke in the motorhome. It was not good, right? And so if you're going down the highway of life and there's a bump, you have to be careful and make sure that your personal life is strong enough so when it hits those ruts, everything doesn't fall apart. Amen?
That's right.
Amen.
And keep both hands on the wheel on that highways like that. It is so windy and semis are going 80 passing you. And
80 on
so
80.
It's
yeah.
important that with all the challenges of life to stay on the faith highway, keep focused on Jesus, and keep the basics in line.
Amen.
One thing. Somebody say one thing.
One thing.
Know Jesus. Fellowship
know Jesus.
With Jesus. Love Jesus.
Yes.
Follow Jesus.
Another one
Amen.
Of the basics is, are you staying connected to the body? The church.
Yep.
And Hebrews 10:25, it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. It's important to have family. You want to know if you're out on the road and something happens, you can pick up the phone. Help! And someone's going to come running, right? That's what the body is for. We're there for each other.
That's
Amen?
Right. Yep.
And then we'll do the last one, number 4.
Yep. And then, at times we can go through life and something happens. We miss it somewhere. Somebody say it's time to repent.
It's time to repent.
Somewhere, right? And that would be equivalent to like a mechanical issue with the rig. You know, something happens. We had on the way back from somewhere, Snake River or somewhere, we had something flew out of somebody's boat and went right through our windshield or right through the window in our door. And we had to, and it was a miracle of God, really, that we didn't swerve off the road or something. But we had to address that issue. You don't just ignore issues.
Yes.
In other words, right? You pull over, take a moment, have a prayer.
Yes.
And 1 John, let's see, verses 1. Chapter 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, right?
Yes, amen.
And God gives us the ability to be free of sin, to be cleansed of it. And there's other religions that will, I saw one in particular I can think of that just says, forget it. Forget all that stuff. They don't use the word stuff. But forget all that. Well, how many know without Jesus, it's still there?
Yes. Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So we have to pull over and address the mechanical issue and get it fixed so that we can keep moving smoothly along the faith highway.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. So yeah, there's no bigger bummer than to get in your vehicle and you're ready to go, everything's packed up and you're headed out and you look down and you got no gas.
Oh boy.
It's like everybody in the car goes, oh, one more delay, right? So we need to make sure that we get everything ready before we take out. And now that we're ready, let's see what we're taking with us.
So that takes us to the letter P.
P.
G-P.
P means pack the right stuff.
Amen.
Pack the right stuff. You don't need extra baggage. Just take what you need.
Yes.
Lane. You got it?
Ooh.
Oh.
What'd you get?
And what was that word, Lane? And you want, very good. Need. Do you want, which kind? The crunchy ones. Okay. Just take what you need.
Ooh.
I remember.
We do need a football.
Yeah.
In the rain. We took a football to Hawaii.
Yeah.
On the airplane and played with it on the beach and it got wet and we brought it home. It's like this football has been to Hawaii, all the place. So it's important. You know, sometimes what you need, maybe, you know, if it fits in there. And
yeah, but you got to pack the right stuff, right? So the first one is there's not enough room for the photo albums.
That's right.
Don't let the weight of the past keep you from your future. Sometimes when we head out on a journey of life and we're on the faith highway, we want to take all the baggage with us from the past. And you know what? The past can be great and the past can be bad. And either way, if you stay in the past, then you're not going to reach forward to what God has for you because you're so caught up on either the victories or the failures that you don't see what's ahead. Amen.
Right.
When we were going to, excuse me, we were going one time to Snake River. We went in our van. We didn't do that very often, but there was a couple times we went in our van. And I'm telling you, that sucker was loaded.
Mm-hmm.
I have learned how to pack. I mean, underneath
that
the seats, you roll up things and shove them in there. I mean, you can do it, but there's a point at which you have to say, okay, we cannot take that baby toy. That's not going to work. I remember him looking at me going, there's no way. I'm like, I'll make a way, you know, because we had one that wasn't walking yet. So it's like those bouncy toy things, you know, and I was just determined to make a way. But you know what?
Yep.
You can't pack everything.
That's right.
Sometimes you just have to let go of the bouncy toy and move ahead. Amen.
And this is where you've helped me a lot, too, is because that's one of the things I struggle with is what do I bring? My suitcase, you know, and I'll just throw all my clothes out there. And she's like, why are you bringing all of those clothes? And you help me to decide, okay, travel lighter. There's laundry. There's a thing called laundry when we're out there.
Do you want to read?
Philippians? Philippians
3,
verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. Everybody say one thing.
One thing.
Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to the things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Press toward the goal of the upward call. That's the faith highway.
It's important that we don't let the past, the good and the bad, not hold us back.
Amen.
Does that make sense? Because sometimes it's just extra baggage.
That's right.
That you're taking with you, and we don't need the extra baggage.
That's right.
All right, number two, you don't need a wool coat in Hawaii. It's okay to ask for help. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 20:18 says this.
In the Message version.
Thank you for reminding me. 20:18 says, form your purpose or your plans by asking for counsel, then carry it out using all the help you get.
Amen.
I remember when we went to Hawaii this last time, we did so much research and asked so many people, what about this? What about that? How can we do this? How can we do that? And we got the knowledge that we needed to be able to know what to take or not take.
That's right.
We learned from my brother and my sister-in-law. They're like, food's expensive. Take an entire suitcase filled with snacks.
That's right.
And then you'll save yourself money when you get there, right? And we're like, oh, yeah, yeah. She's like, no, cereal is expensive. You know, so we packed cereal and we got there. What was it like? $12.
There was one store, it was $18 for a box of
cereal. A box of cereal, people. But we had gained the knowledge that we needed, so we came prepared.
You know why it was so expensive? Because there are no highways to Hawaii.
That's right.
Everything is flown in from all over the place. That's one thing I realized there. I saw no semi trucks with double trailers and, you know, it's like, and I realized, wait a second. Yeah, there's nobody coming from, you know, Pennsylvania bringing cereal.
Right, exactly. Yes. So in order to pack the right stuff, sometimes you need to ask somebody for help.
Yes.
In a spiritual life speaking, you may be going through something and you're like, something's not working and I just don't understand. And, you know, what do I do? I'm trying to move forward in my life. And you can have someone else say, hey, listen, take your wool coat off.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to a warm place in the Lord. You don't need that, okay?
That's right.
Maybe it's something where you're looking ahead and there's decisions that need to be made. And you're like, oh, either way would be good, but what do I do? What do I do? Ask for help.
Yeah.
There are people that are further along or have already done that that can help you along the faith highway.
Yeah.
Amen? There have been times that we've had to ask for help when we were out on one of our adventures. I remember one time we had planned to go, but why did we end up Olaue Lake early? Anyway, we ended up Olaue Lake.
It was hot, probably.
Oh, that's right. It was hot in Snake River. We ended up in Olaue Lake early, and we couldn't find any RV parks. And it was 4th of July, and we pulled into this one we had never been to before, and they were having a celebration. And we were like, do you have any more places left? We can't find any place. 4th of July, and you have an RV, and you're looking for a place.
Yeah. Right. Joseph, Oregon, great destination.
Not a lot of places were open. And you know what they said to us? No problem. We don't have any parking. We don't have any spaces
That's
for you.
Right.
But pull down by this house that they rent out. There's nobody in there. We'll bring out some extension cords. We'll get you set up. Oh, and by the way, we'll bring you dinner. All because we stopped and asked for help. See, God has blessings for you all along the faith journey, but if you don't stop and ask for help, guess what?
Yeah.
You might miss out on those blessings.
Yep.
Or you might be the person that gets to help somebody else be blessed.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
So we need to be open to asking for help.
Yeah, and I think too, like what you pack, it's like sometimes it's hard to imagine if it's like, you know, pouring down rain and cold here, that we're going to a completely different environment.
Yes.
And so you pack for that environment you're going to.
Yes.
Right? And so that's where faith comes in. It's like, if I'm going to Healingville, then why do I need, you know, the Costco-sized Advil? Right?
Yeah.
If
yeah.
I'm going to Blessingville financially, then why do I need to keep running my MasterCard all the time for everything?
Yeah.
Right? So it's like planning ahead and asking for the Lord's advice, and that's why we plug into places like Victory Network and get teaching and ministry that feeds into where I'm going on the GPS coordinates.
Yes.
And so we're not weighing ourselves down with all this other stuff.
Yes.
That is from the realm of the familiar, because I'm not staying in the realm. I'm going to the unfamiliar in faith. Yesterday we did a memorial service, and I wasn't expecting a very big response, because a lot of these people don't go to church, that kind of thing. But I prepared anyway. And Lindsay came and Luke were available. So we showed up and we brought a little mini sound system. And man, you should have seen it. I just expected people to, let's say a few words and have a prayer, but we were prepared, right? And man, the people that piled into that yard, like there was probably 100 people there. And they all of a sudden looked like church. and people that don't go to church and don't care much about church, but man, were they receptive, right? Because we packed and we prepared, yes. Even though it didn't make much sense, the Lord met us there.
Yep. He helped you to take what you needed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
So right on.
Do you want to do number three?
Yes. Number three, do you really need to take every pair of shoes you have? More isn't always good for you. Sometimes more is just more. Psalm 37:23 in the Amplified says this: the steps of a good and righteous man or woman are directed and established by the Lord, and he delights in his way and blesses his path. Glory
Amen.
To God.
So when you're packing the right stuff, it's knowing what you're going to need for where you're going. But more important than that, even spiritually, is not so much how much to take, but what steps are you taking? You know, sometimes we can get focused on the how-tos and we forget to actually take a step. We can get so focused on, well, if I go this way or if I go that way, where will I end up? What will I do? And the Lord's just saying, take a step. Right?
Amen.
Sometimes we overload ourselves with stuff and it's just stuff. You can have 20,000 faith books, but if you never take it off the shelf and read
exactly.
one, then
right.
you just got a lot of extra baggage. Mm-hmm. It's more important for you just to read one, right? And gain what you can from that. More sometimes is just more.
That's right.
It's not necessary for you. Anybody gone on a trip before and you take tons and tons of stuff with you and you come home and you're like, didn't wear that, nope, I can put that away, mm-hmm. I didn't use that. For me, one of the biggest things of getting over is, but what if I do need it? Anybody else like that?
That's right.
But what if it comes up and I do need it? I always took a big backpack when the kids and I would go on, even with my nieces too, when we'd go on a walk, and inside would be water. There'd be an emergency kit. There'd be, just in case we need a protein bar or something, that would be in there. I would have paper towels that were wet in a baggie and paper towels that were dry in a baggie, because just in case somebody fell, you had to wipe them off and, you know, then dry it off and then be able to have your first aid kit to apply. And how many times did I actually use all that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, Ella, maybe one or two times.
Yeah, we can talk
she was
about
younger.
Ella. She's
yeah,
not
she's
here.
Not here today, so I can pick on her.
We can do some gossiping.
But you know what I'm saying? It's sometimes when you take more, you're just carrying more.
That's right.
Right?
That's
then right. You're just stuck with a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
So don't do that. Be prepared and pack wisely. Pack
Amen.
The right stuff.
Amen. Plus, carrying too much stuff in a motorhome causes tripping hazards.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Remember we were driving and like a something flew open while we were driving?
Yes.
Like Lacey's not here either, so we can talk about her. She was doing something and like a drawer flew open.
And
it was like,
her.
Mayday. And I'm just driving. Mayday. Clean up on aisle one. Right?
Yes.
So safety.
Yes. So for every road trip, there are things that you need to ensure that you make or to ensure that you make it to your destination. G is get the car ready. P, pack it right.
Yes.
And lastly, S stands for the most important.
My favorite thing.
Snacks. Is anybody hungry in this room? Rose, do you want to help us?
Snacks.
So Luke, do you want to pass out waters to anybody who wants waters? Because I'm always a really good mom.
Or for me, it's a Dutch Brothers.
Yes. I'm always a really good mom. And
right?
I always
coffee.
Make sure that we have snacks. Lindsay, you want to come and pass out napkins to everyone? And so it is morning
yes.
time. Lemons on this side.
Snacks oh. and water are essential. You might make it the whole way with just stopping to get food.
Lemon.
When you can, or you might make it the whole way with just stopping to get food, but but it would be so much more fun to plan ahead and have food with you.
Amen, amen.
Although those gas station stops are priceless.
They are, but, you know, what if you're on a trip? Because we've
yeah.
been on trips before, and like Highway 80, I mean.
That's right.
There is nothing for hours,
yep.
it feels like. And so.
And it's more budget friendly, too.
You've got to pack your snacks. That's
yep.
right. Absolutely.
Take your snacks with you. And when you're driving a motorhome, that's like a car motorhome thing. I don't have to stop unless, if you know what I mean, I have to stop. So we can just go and go and go and go unless I have to go.
Yes.
We'll stop
then
right.
you're stopping. Yes.
Pull over.
That's right.
And the same is true spiritually. You might be able to survive on Sunday's sermon all week, but wouldn't you rather be eating and quenching your thirst every day all week long?
Yes.
That's a good word. Yep.
Amen. And so the very first one is...
I'll look it up.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 8.
So
unless
snacks,
somebody out there finds
so snacks
it
and
than me.
Water are essential. But when you're talking about the road of the, the highway of faith, it's not snacks. I mean, snacks and water are good, but it's the Word and the Holy Spirit that are essential.
Amen.
Randy, I saw that. What
the faith highway?
What do you want? Very good.
Essential.
He got the Word. And Randy, what would you like? Do you want powdered chocolate or the coconut ones? Chocolate.
And Randy, you are essential.
Okay, I'll just toss it.
Woo!
Sweet. Okay.
Oh, man. And I love when I'm driving and Shelly's just feeding me stuff while I'm driving. You like those little veggie chip things? They're a little healthier,
yes.
But they're like little sticks.
Yes, the veggie sticks.
And they taste like dried carrots and whatever. But they're good. Yeah. I think that's because they keep adding salt or something.
Yeah.
But those are good.
But it's important because, I mean, you could go from here to the beach and not eat, right? You could make that. But why?
But why?
But why? Why would you do that to yourself?
It's part
because
of the adventure.
It's part of the adventure. It's part of the fun. Yeah. So why would we take road trips in our spiritual lives and not feed ourselves?
Amen.
Why would you do that? Why would you go from Sunday to Sunday and not feed yourself in between? We need the in-betweens. We need the snacks.
And that represents the Word of God.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Be in the Word daily to make your way prosperous and have success. Joshua 1 verse 8 says this. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So if you want to be prosperous and successful, be in the Word, right? Snack on the Word all day long.
Amen.
Pull out your Word and snack on it. Right? You don't have to eat a big meal every time.
Glory.
Some people think, well, if I don't spend, 2 hours in prayer, and sometimes it's the snacking that's better for your system anyway. Because why? Because it means you're constantly in the Word. Amen?
That's right.
I don't know if I'd recommend that in real life, snacking constantly, because that might have consequences. But in the spiritual realm, there are no calories, okay? It's
that's
all
right.
Good stuff for you.
And it keeps the kids engaged.
It does,
right? If
yes.
you see 14 more McDonald's, everyone gets a donut.
Yes.
And then they're engaged. 13, 12,
11,
9,
7.
Yeah.
I remember when they'd
Keeps
get to,
interested.
There's the last one. It was this joy that lit up on everyone's face, right?
So
making the road
in the
trip
word
fun.
Daily keeps us hungry, keeps us engaged, keeps us plugged in.
Yes.
Amen. The
next one is be in the Word daily to light your path. Psalm 119, 105. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. How many people know you need to be able to see where you're going?
That's true.
Amen.
Night driving.
Have you ever been in a car before and you can't see where you're going? It's scary. Or your headlights aren't that great. So then what do you have to do? You have to turn on your brights.
That's right.
When we drive to Snake River,
this is awesome.
Van, no matter what it is, you have to be alert because there are major amounts of animals out there.
We love it.
It is. It's very cool. But, I mean, you don't get to just lay back. We're like this.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
You do not want to run over a skunk.
No. No. I've done that before. It's no good. That smell stays with you for hours. Okay? So you need to be alert. You know why? Because
plus they're
you
just
have.
Cute.
Yeah, they're cute. But you have an enemy that's looking to mess up your trip. You got that, right?
Yeah.
And so he may try to spring things off of the side at you, like a deer that thinks it's faster than you at 60 or 65, right? So if you're not being watchful and you're not using your brights, you're not going to see their eyes, and you're not going to know to slow down or swerve over or whatever you have to do.
Look for the glowing eyes.
Look for the glowing eyes, yes.
Right.
And you know what? That's important for us. And the Word, it lights our path. But that doesn't just mean the path. It means it makes it clear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that. The devil's right there. He's trying to do a trap right there. I can see it now. It makes it clear to us so we don't end up somewhere and go, oh, I never saw it coming.
That's right.
How did you not see it coming? Are you in your word? If you're in the word, you're going to see the traps that he has set for you. Mm-hmm. Not only the path, but you can see everything. You ever been out in the middle of the night when it's all black and you have your lights on, then you put your brights on? And it's like you can see for miles in both directions.
Yes.
You ever notice that? When it's pitch black on those country roads, like going to Snake River, and it's like all of a sudden you go from the road to, fields and acres.
Yeah.
You can see everything, right?
Or the top of the mountain, you can see like Le Grand way down. It's like this little patch of lights.
Yep, exactly.
At night,
you can see things, right?
Desert.
And that's important. That's important. Mm-hmm. That's part of why we need to love the Word of God. That's our snack. Be snacking on it because it lights our path. Number three is be in the Word daily to help fight off the hunger for other things.
That's a good point.
Fight
you
off
have that
the
one.
Hunger.
You're in the same chapter.
Yes, hunger for other things. Yep. And that's Psalms 119:11. And it says, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. How many people know if your passengers get hungry and you don't have any food and you stop somewhere, your bill is about twice what it should have been?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they're starving. You did not feed them.
That's true.
So they think they want everything. And do they finish everything? No, they don't. But they
this,
think they want everything, right? Mm-hmm. Or you go in the store and you're like, everybody get something. And they come back, I got my some things. Like there's 12 things. I'm like, no. Right? But see what happens is when you're hungry, then sometimes you try to feed yourself with other things.
Yeah.
How about this one? You're driving along, and literally, it's a half an hour to lunch. If they would just give you a half an hour to get to the next stop, they'd be fine. But, Mom, I'm so hungry. You didn't feed us very much for breakfast. You know, the wah, wah, wah. So you're like, okay, fine. Just
That's
you're in a car together.
Okay.
We just need everybody to be quiet, right? Steve's like, just give them a snack. Then you give them a snack. And then you get to where you're supposed to be for lunch, and I don't really want very much for lunch. Why? Because they fed themselves with something else other than lunch, right? So that's why it's important to keep the snacks going. Keep the word in you all the time so that you're reaching your destination to get what you really need down here, right? Because sometimes the enemy will come in on your faith journey and he'll try to tempt you with something that you shouldn't be eating in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're full of his word, guess what? You're not hungry.
That's right.
So you don't need anything. Amen?
And I'm not edgy and grumpy.
And you're not edgy and grumpy. Yes,
right.
When you're driving along, right?
Exactly.
It's important to stay in the Word daily.
On the faith highway.
On the faith highway. Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
And number two, water is essential to snacking. Have you ever noticed that? You give everybody in the car something little to snack on, and the next thing you know is, Mom, do we have any water? Is there any water in the car? What about your water bottle? I drank it already. And then you're like, okay, whoever's in the very back, for 5 seconds, take off your seatbelt and lean over and get that water bottle in the back. And then they do it, and the next person's like, well, I'm thirsty too, right?
Yeah.
So you need to make sure you need to plan ahead, ask the Lord, and make sure that you have water
fresh water
with the snacks.
Fresh water,
and
too.
And water for us on the faith highway is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He is the one who is our water. He is essential.
Right.
We need the Word and the Holy Spirit. Those are the two essentials.
Yep.
You didn't know what you had until it's gone. Psalm 63, verse 1.
I got it. It says, O God, you are my God. Early I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water.
Yes. We've been on trips. On a part of the trip we went to Yellowstone, we didn't plan enough water. So we were without water for about, I think it was like an hour till we got to the next town.
But
you
I
know?
Had coffee.
But he had...
Just kidding.
But the kids can't drink your coffee. So, you know, you think... You have one more case underneath the back bed in the motorhome, one more case of water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you open it up and there's no water there.
That's right.
And it's panic because now every single person It's got the dry mouth. Yeah. Even if they aren't really thirsty, when you know you don't have it, you become thirsty. Have you ever noticed that on a road trip? We've done beach trips before where somebody will finish their water and the water bottles are way underneath the suitcases. Mm-hmm. You can't get to them and somebody won't pull over to let him get them out because he doesn't have to go yet, so he's going, right?
That's right.
And so that person is thirsty, right?
That will then take 7 minutes if we stop.
And they're looking around to their siblings. Do you have any water left in your cup? Do you have any, Mom, do you have water? Will you please share? And I'm like, oh, all right,
Isn't
one
that
sip.
Another great thing about water is when you have to, like, someone else's lips on your water bottle. It's like, just give me some of your, somebody say, get your own water. Right?
Well, you share as a family. But you know what I mean? You don't realize how thirsty you are until it's gone, right?
That's right.
And what is David saying? My soul thirsts after you, right?
Amen.
We want to make sure that we keep the Holy Spirit with us at all times, that we keep the freshness of the flow going. Let me tell you this. You do not want to end in a place where you don't have him.
Amen.
And how do you not have him? By walking out of his presence. We do that. He doesn't. We do. Yeah. We make choices we shouldn't make, and we end up in a place where there is no water anymore, right? Yeah. What do? Turn around and go back.
Yeah.
Whatever you got, remember, go back to the beginning. Repent, confess, be cleansed. Yeah. Let his presence come flowing back again, right? Yeah. If there's a stop of the Holy Spirit, it's not his part. It's ours.
Amen.
There's something we've clogged up. Unclog it. Amen. Yep. How many people know that a toilet in a motorhome is essential?
Lord,
but
have
you
mercy.
you better keep that thing flushed. Amen. You got to stop.
Or look for the next Walmart.
You got to stop and drain it, right? Clean it out because it gets a smell to it, right? Yep. It's nasty. That's what happens in our lives. We clog up the Holy Spirit, right? Yep. And it stinks. Don't do that. Amen.
That's right. Yep.
Okay. The next one.
And it also
one.
Keeps the vehicle from overheating.
Yes.
Water, too. So
water
keeping
does.
The, you know, keeping the coolant and all. It's a good symbol there, too.
Yes.
Because without water, our spirits will, you know, we'll get overheating, and that can cause mechanical failure. You know what I'm saying? So we got to stay plugged in.
Yes.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. Amen.
In the Holy Ghost.
The next one, you want to do that one?
John 4:14, water, is that where we're on now?
Yes.
Water is essential to snacking. The Holy Spirit is essential to living.
Number two.
Water that creates a well within you. So John 4:14 says this, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
Yes. So water is essential. The Holy Spirit is essential to the Word, right? Mm-hmm. So the water we get from him is not just something that goes in. It's something that goes in and creates something that comes out.
Amen.
It's not just for us. Amen. So
refreshing.
We might go on a vacation, but who gets blessed when we go on vacation? Our kids.
Yeah. Amen.
Right? I mean, we get blessed, but our kids get blessed. Sometimes in the faith highway, you're going to be a blessing to somebody else, right? Somebody else might be along the side of the road with no water. And guess what? You've got extra. So you can bless those people with extra so they can keep going in their journey.
Yes.
I mean, the Holy Spirit is amazing. He's not just for us. He's something that's to be in us that flows out of us to other people.
Yep.
Amen?
We're talking about, you know, the faith highway, all these types of things. It's about times of refreshing from the Lord.
Yes.
So stand in the Holy Ghost, stand in faith. That is where you are refreshed, and then we refresh others.
Yes.
You know something else I like to do on a road trip? Hold Shelly's hand.
Oh, thank you. Until he gets to a curve. And then I'm holding, and he's like.
I just had to throw that in there.
Okay, well, thank you.
Stay in touch.
That's right. There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next one is, let the flow keep flowing, and that's John 7:38. John 7.
Let the flow keep flowing. Let the motorhome keep going.
Yes, that's right.
Get the football out and do some throwing.
Steve likes to rhyme.
Bring your little movie theater in there so you can be showing. Take little breaks with your little DVD player.
All right, 7:38.
Amen.
He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of what? living water.
Glory to God.
Again, let the flow keep flowing. So we have the snacks, mm-hmm. the word, the water, the Holy Spirit. Those are essential to us as we're on our trip.
Can I say something there too? There's nothing worse when you stop for a snack and I want a cup of coffee. I know I keep talking about coffee. Coffee is not my God, okay? But I enjoy it. And there's nothing worse getting to a place where they have coffee and the coffee is not hot. And you like spew it out of your mouth, like the Lord says, right? We want fresh water.
Yes.
Fresh coffee.
Yes.
And that's, we're talking about times of refreshing. So if I'm on vacation, I don't want some funky old nasty, you know, 90 minute old coffee. Anyway, that's a little soapbox there.
There you go. Okay.
Tell me how that applies.
Okay. For every road trip, there are things that you need to do to ensure that you make it to your destination. G, get the car ready. P, pack the right stuff. And S, have snacks and water. All these three stand for GPS. When we have a GPS in our car, it will help us to get to where we need to go, and the road trip will be successful.
Yes.
We also want our faith road trips to be successful. We don't need, or we need to make sure that we're ready, we have the right stuff packed as we travel, and we don't forget the essentials of the Word and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We can know the right way. How many times have you talked to somebody and they don't know the right way to go?
Mm.
They're at a crossroads. They
That's
could
right.
go left or they could go right. They could go forward, they could go backward.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really sure which way to go. Guess what?
Yep.
We have a GPS.
Yep.
Right here. Right here. But there's parts to play. We have to be ready. We have to get ready. We have to make sure our hearts, we have to do our part. Make sure we're ready, right? Just like you do for a road trip. Then you have to make sure that you're packing the right stuff, right?
Yep.
That you have with you what you need to make those decisions.
Yep.
And then make sure that you're in the Word and the Holy Spirit is flowing in you. That's your GPS to get you to the right place.
Hallelujah.
So maps, memory, or make it up as you go, right? The Lord has a GPS. So you don't have to flounder. You don't have to question.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wonder. He has the right way for you to get there. Now, sometimes, most of you probably know this already, there are multiple ways to get to the same place. So be easy on people when they're doing their life and they don't get there the same way you do.
Hallelujah.
Okay? Yeah. Because their GPS might be taking them a different way because there's something they need to see going a different way that you didn't need to see. Okay? So when you're doing the life with people and you know that they're on the road of the highway of faith with you, then you be with your GPS and trust the Lord with their GPS.
Yep.
Now, parents, that can be difficult because we know how to get there. We know what we know exactly the direction to go, and we just want to make them go there.
That's right. That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
But their GPS might take them a completely different way. And guess what? That's okay. That's okay.
Amen.
Because they're still on the faith highway. They're still connected
That's
to
right.
the source. They're still seeing the Word and the Holy Spirit is essential, and they will get to their destination. Isn't that an awesome thing to know as a parent? You can trust the Lord with their destination.
Yes.
God will get them there. When you train up a child in the way they should go, what does it say? They won't depart from it.
Hallelujah.
They won't depart from it. So you trust him as they go down their faith highway. Amen? And sometimes we have to be patient with each other, even as spouses or friends, that we're looking at this person going, how could you not see this? It is so clear.
Yes.
You go to the beach. You go to Lincoln City by going to Aurora, and then you cut over on Aurora. You go through the highway that goes past Dundee because you don't have to go to Dundee anymore and wait at that stupid light. And then you just take it all the way out. Straight out to Lincoln City, right? I just know that's how you get there. My parents do not do that way. My parents go to Salem, and then they cut over, and I feel like that's longer, but they swear that it's shorter, right? And then there's those people that just do it the old-fashioned way, and they go I-5 to Highway 99, and they go all the way through all that mess.
It's about the journey.
But guess what? We all make it to the same place.
That's right.
Isn't that phenomenal? We all make it to the same place.
I like the Aurora exit because Cinnabon is there.
Great gas station. It's clean.
Amen.
It's like 12 bathrooms.
Amen,
you never have to wait. I mean, there's Wilsonville. Okay, well, there you go. See? I bet we could come up with nine different ways to get there, you know? But the fact is, we all make it to where we're supposed to go.
Exactly.
Amen? So we need to be patient with each other.
Yes,
so
that reminds me of when we were in Colorado with the RV and we couldn't find a place to camp.
Oh, that was bad.
And we were tired.
Yeah.
And
we got there in the dark.
They kept turning us away and because we're for really weird. So we had to practice patience with each other.
Yes.
And the Lord provided. But it was like we were, you know, it's nighttime. It's been a long drive and we just need a place to park and sleep. And so that's a good thing. On the faith highway, somebody say practice patience.
Practice patience.
Faith and patience.
Yes. Yeah. Because there will be a place for you.
Enjoy
I promise you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
So the great thing about a motorhome is wherever you go, there's your home.
Yes.
Right? But it is nice to be able to plug it in.
It is nice to be able to plug it in. Yes. Generators are good.
Amen.
So yes. So when we have the Lord's GPS in order, or wait, when we have the Lord's GPS, he will direct our path and we will make it to our destinations. So this is our faith road. Was it a fun road trip?
Yes.
Did you learn
I
some
loved
stuff?
It.
Yes.
Have we arrived?
Well.
Are we pulling in?
Maybe.
Praise
so,
the Lord.
The Lord will direct our path, and he will help us to get to our destination.
Amen.
And that's the most important thing. He will direct our path and get us to our destination. Lindsay, you did notice that, didn't you? Mm. Which kind would you like? I said
Ooh.
It 12 times. What? Oh, did Luke do it too?
Is it another snack?
Oh, okay. So which kind do you guys want? I have extras. Mm-hmm. You both can win one. Which one do you want? Which one do you want? Mm-hmm. You don't get one. You're in the middle. This one? Okay.
By the way, sometimes a road trip, God keeps things a surprise for us. And when we were on our Yellowstone trip, we decided to go to Denver because back then we were all like into Peyton Manning and some of us, not all of us, right? But we didn't tell them. And we just kept driving and they're like, what in the where are we going? And then they all at once saw Denver on the sign. And boy, it was a party. Remember, they were running up and down. Denver, 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 Denver. So somebody said, just let God drive.
Yes.
And trust him and just know that he's got surprises out there for us.
Yes, that is a good one.
And it might take a while to get there.
It might take a while.
But oh, the reward.
Yes.
When we get there, right?
Yep, that's
Hallelujah.
True. Yes. Yep, so just enjoy your journey.
Yes.
Sometimes people are so focused on the destination, mm-hmm. they forget to enjoy the journey. There's so many things to see. There's so many lives that God's going to bring you in touch with. And there's so many blessings that he has for you along the way that when you get to the destination, you'll be overwhelmed if you just let him bless you all along the whole trip, right?
Amen.
But if we become so obsessed with just getting to the destination, we're going to miss all these beautiful things that God has for us. So enjoy your journey as well.
I've really enjoyed preaching and teaching with you today.
Yeah,
we should do it again
fun.
Sometime.
This has been very
Maybe
fun.
At the women's conference. I could sit right there with you and hold your hand and just say, I have something to say. Or not.
Or not.
Right. I'll just bring the food.
There you go. Bring the food. Yes. Okay. Yes. All righty. So why don't we go ahead and stand? And I just felt impressed that as we're on our journey today, that there are those in this room that need the Lord's GPS in their life. And the first step of getting that GPS is surrendering your plans and your desires and letting the Lord bring in his plans and his desires. Amen? So we're just going to take a moment. We're going to sing, I Surrender Again. And then I just encourage you to spend just a few moments as we end the service today in prayer and just asking the Lord to come and be the driver again.
Yes.
Some of you feel like, well, I don't know where I'm at. I'm in the middle of nowhere. But God knows exactly where you are. And the plans and the purposes that he has for you are good plans and good purposes. So as we sing this through again, just surrender your life one more time to him today and let his plans and his purposes prevail. Thank you, Lord. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all to you, Jesus. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all to you. I surrender all. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for this time that we can surrender our hopes and our dreams, the cares, the concerns. Father, for those that are in this room right now that feel like, I don't know where I'm at, Lord. I was following you. I was following your plans, and all of a sudden, I ended up here. God, I just thank you for gently reminding us that you are there with us. And I thank you, Father, you are providing the GPS to get us back on track or to show us that we're there, we're almost there, just a little bit further. I pray for encouragement, Father, for those that have been journeying a long time on a road of faith, and they maybe haven't seen the answers they were looking for. They haven't seen enough road signs. I pray, Father, that they would see the signs, that you would show them in your word, that you would show them in their spirit, that you are right there with them, that they're right on track, that their miracle, their breakthrough is right there. And Father, for those of us, Lord, that have children that are finding their own way, I just pray, Lord, that you would encourage and strengthen, that we would not give up, Father, that we would have the patience needed, Father, for them to find their way. I thank you, Father, that even though it may look like some of our children are not in places they should be, maybe they're struggling with their faith, maybe struggling with where they're at, God, and we have the answers and we just want to just tell them what to do. God, I pray that we would surrender that to you today, that we would trust your Holy Spirit inside of them to help them to get to where they need to go today. I pray for those, Father, that are in the room today, that, Father, they're going along on their journey of life, Father, and I just pray, Father, for a refreshing. I pray, Father, for something beautiful to appear, that even though they've been faithfully serving you and they don't really have any needs or desires because everything is going so amazing, I pray for the most amazing thing to be seen by them, that they would see the most beautiful sunrise in life, that they would see the most beautiful scene that they've ever seen, that they would discover a secret place that nobody else knows about in you. God, I pray that you would just touch each person today, wherever they're at, that you would encourage them and strengthen them, that you would remind each of us that it's not about the destination, it's about the journey to that destination, and that you would encourage us, God, that we are going to make it. We're more than going to make it. We're going to make it blessed to be a blessing to those when we get there. And I pray, Father, that people would remember the joy of the journey, the joy of just being with you as we go through our daily lives. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to do this alone. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that you sent to be with us. And we just praise you, Lord, today for this word. It was fun, but God, there's such a depth in it. And I pray as we leave today that we would remember when those moments come in our lives where we're questioning where we are, to go back to our GPS, our spiritual one, Lord, and know that you will provide the way for us to get to where we need to go. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen.